KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Craig here, flying solo. Stay tuned.
Way up high. And the dreams that you dream of once in a lullaby. High, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. This is Craig here. I'm happy to be here. As you may know, Stacy, my co-host, she's out, not feeling well today, so I wish Stacy a quick recovery. So I'll be here today with the news and some music for you and some very exciting developments with the Laguna Beach Pride coming up in June 1, 2, and 3, and I'll give you more details on that in just a minute. But first of all, I want to thank Mike Johnson of Compass Realty as our sponsor, as he is again yet this week. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate your participation and your support. And speaking of support, it is that time of year where KX93.5 has their annual fundraiser. As you may know, we are a nonprofit radio station, and we try to represent all that is the best of Laguna Beach, opinions, commentary, everything about the culture, including the LGBT component. And that is Rainbow Radio right here. Yours truly, Craig Cooley. So what we're going to do to support the station, the Rainbow Radio portion, is going to have a guest on as a DJ. I've solicited Michael Witakowski from Main Street Bar and Cabaret, and he's still a little reluctant. I told him if he just came and sat there and laughed, we would have a good show, because he's so popular and such a wonderful individual and such a big part, social part of the community. But anyway, that's coming up. Let's see if I can get the date here. It's called KX935 DJ Takeover, and it's April 19th at 4 p.m. You can call in and make a pledge, or you can go online right now if you'd like, kx935.com/KX Takeover, and we'll take pledges that way. But, excuse me, the idea is to make it a fundraiser and have a fun time at the same time. So when we do the show, we will be accepting phone calls, and you can call in Mike to the station and talk to Michael and ask him about that embarrassing time that he, well, we won't talk about it on the air today, but, you know, certainly we've all had embarrassing moments in our lives. So that's what's going to be on, again, on April 19th at 4 p.m. Call in and make a pledge if you can. Any amount is appreciated. We don't have a very big budget, and there's a lot of people that contribute a lot of their time, money, and energy to make this station be a part of the community. So we're so pleased with that. Also, if you have anyone that you'd like to have on the show, please pass it along. We love to have guests, and we try to keep it current with the LGBTQ community. So if it's someone involved in the community and they're doing something that, you know, is important and that needs to be featured, we love those kind of situations. And it can be even a new service that's starting up, or a business, a community leader, a philanthropist that's probably needs to be recognized, any and all of those things we would appreciate. So we're going to take a break here and be back, and I'm going to talk about the upcoming Pride event, we've got some more details on it. They're not in stone. Everything is subject to change, but we'll go over that in just a minute. Right now, we're going to do a favorite LGBTQ song by Madonna. Thank you, Madonna. Craig here on Rainbow Radio. I want to shout out to all the people at the Saturday Market, and particularly Ryan over there of Bluebird Canyon Farms. Good morning, Ryan, if you're listening. We have a Pride Festival coming up June 1, 2, and 3. And this last week, I've been working very hard trying to put a few things together and get the schedule laid out. So it looks like I have some preliminary information just to kind of tease everyone with. It is subject to change, but this is the plan. It's a 3-day weekend. The city is just so fully behind it. Ashley Johnson at Visit Laguna, we have our own webpage on the Visit Laguna website for the event. And there'll be more information updated as we go along. But just to kind of give you an idea, it's a three-day event, and it should be a lot of fun, June 1, 2, and 3. And as you may know, the month of June has been designated by the city of Laguna Beach as LGBTQ Heritage and Culture Month every year indefinitely, forever. So we're very happy that. And what a way to kick it off with a three-day event that starts on Friday and runs through Sunday evening late, or as late as you want to make it. But on Friday, it's going to be Main Street Bar and Cabaret. They're going to open at 4 o'clock, and it's going to be a welcome reception kind of fun thing going on. Tony and Adora will be there. I'm soliciting the management there to do a pride costume or a pride apparel, let's say, contest. So the person more dressed like a prideful person would get a couple of VIP tickets to the Pride Festival, which is actually on Saturday. So that's Friday evening is Main Street Bar and Cabaret. They'll have their, they're going to beef it up with some go-go boys and dancing till 2 in the morning. So that what a way to kick it off. Then on Saturday, the actual Pride event starts at 2 p.m. And it will be in the area around the Boom Boom Room. There is a large parking facility there that we've commandeered, it looks like. And we will have what we call the Pride Pavilion there. There'll be entertainment and music, I suppose some dancing and such. And entertainment, when I say it, will probably be some local female impersonators or drag queens or whatever you want to call them. But that's going to be fun. And that'll start at 2 o'clock. And until 8, it will be the pavilion will be open. And then from at 2 o'clock also, the Boom will open. So we have the Boom from 2 p.m. on Saturday till 2 a.m., and it will also be have entertainment and go-go dancers till 2 in the morning. It should be a fun event. Now, if you attempted to attend the Pride Festival last year, which was June 25th, you may have been terribly disappointed to see that there was a long line, and in fact, I think some people waited up to 2 hours to get in. And we feel this year we've eliminated that possibility, that everyone will be able to attend. And even 18 to 21-year-olds will be able to attend, except inside the Boom, but they will be in the Pride Pavilion and in that area where we have a lot of activities going on. So they can participate as well, which we wanted to do last year, but we just couldn't get it sorted out. But this year we've learned a lot, and we're really excited, and we're going to do that on Saturday, that's the Pride Pavilion. Sunday is the beach party, and that, like last year, was unbelievably attended. Thousands of people, I would say. And it's on the beach, West Street Beach. Can't beat that. It's what Laguna Beach has to offer that L.A. and San Diego and Palm Springs don't have to offer is a beach, including Long Beach. We have a beach. And it's known around the world for being that type of beach, LGBTQ friendly. And so there will be a big to-doings there. We will have a DJ and we'll have music and dancing on the beach. We will have contests and some crazy entertainment of some sort. We're not sure how that will all play out, but that's the intent. And it will start at 11 a.m. On Sunday at 2 o'clock, or no, 4 o'clock, then the Boom will open for a tea dance. There'll be entertainment, and that'll go the rest of the night. And also, I forgot to mention one other item, and that's Saturday morning after your Friday night at the Main Street. That is a Sunday brunch at Surf and Sand. And we have I'll have more details on that after we work that out. But that's our hope, is to set something up there so we can have a fantastic Sunday brunch. So that's a lot to digest. We will have a website's under construction. If you want to note what it is at the moment, it's Laguna Beach Pride, and it's .org. LagunaBeachPride.org, under construction. We will add more of these details as they become available. Thank you. I got some more news and stuff, but let's get back to one more song before we start all that, so I don't wear you out with all my information. Here we go. I don't think I'm better off alone. I think I'd rather be with someone. Am I soliciting on the air? So speaking of being with someone, I looked at the news, and I'm sure most of the LGBTQ listeners are familiar with an app called Grindr. And this is a horrible situation that happened via Grindr. A 14-year-old boy was arrested over an attack on two gay men, two unsuspecting men in Dordrecht, I'm not sure, in the Netherlands, were attacked after being lured to a hookup via fake profile via the dating app Grindr. The men were allegedly lured to a car park in the early hours to meet their date, and they then set upon by a gang and violently assaulted. The first victim, age 28, was hospitalized with minor injuries, and they did survive. However, I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but be careful for, look out for yourself. Also, there's some other great supporting things of Grindr and how it's changing the culture and putting more people in touch with one another. So we won't argue with that too much. Anyway, that's a little bit of news. We'll have some more news in a minute. But I want to talk about next week's radio show. We have a very special guest. She's been on before, and her name is Mary Navarro. I want to preface this by saying that if anyone, unless they're living in a molehole deep down in the earth, as anyone may know, there's been such activity in Washington. 850,000 people attended the march for the youth movement. Let's call it the youth movement in the United States. It's more than any presidential inauguration attendance. It's more than the Women's March. It topped all the marches for the attendance, according to reliable sources that have certified, bona fide, and said that it's at least 800, more likely 850,000 people attended. So having said that, there's a strong, strong push, and I welcome it, for people to vote. And, you know, there's a common term going on, whether you're liberal, conservative, or somewhere in between, or anything else. Empty the swamp is kind of one of the terms that is going around. So if you can vote, you can empty the swamp. You can be a part of that. And someone that's trying to clean up the swamp is Mary Navarro. There we go. That's a long way around, Mary, but I eventually get there. So guest interview next week, April 14th, will be Mary Navarro. She is a former classroom teacher, school principal, and assistant superintendent with a lifetime experience in education, budget management, and putting students first. A California native, she served on school districts throughout the state and has always fought on behalf of parents and children to ensure every student has access to high-quality public education and is college or career ready. So she's been on before, like I said, and she's going to come back and represent what she feels she can accomplish in our school districts, which is great. I'm looking forward to Mary. So that will be this next week, Saturday, a week from today, right about this time. April 14th. So we're excited about that. Get back with one more song, and we're going to go to Budapest, and I'll have some more news and bring everyone up to date.
house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Oh, we're back from Budapest. And I'm sorry to start off the program with such negative news, what's going on with Grindr, but there's some more positive news, so I feel compelled to share that with you, and because I think it's important every week to talk a little bit about what's going on in the LGBT community, because it's not all bed of roses, and there is some triumphs and there's some sadness as well. So I try to keep everyone up to date on some things I think that are important. One thing that happened, it was in New Zealand, passes a law to clear historical gay sex convictions, which I think is great. So listen in here. The New Zealand Parliament on Tuesday night unanimously passed a bill that is expected to allow about 1,000 men to apply to have past convictions for homosexual activity removed from their criminal records. Homosexuality was decriminalized in New Zealand in 1986, but men who were convicted before that date still have the convictions on their records. Under the law, family members will also be able to apply to have criminal records of a deceased relative cleared. That's good news. I mean, if it's a sign of some positive changes, and that's really nice. So I go to the movies once in a while, and I did see Call Me By Your Name with Armie Hammer and Timothy. I can't remember his last name. Great movie. It was up for several Academy Awards, and I think it won in a few categories, but was not, I suppose, as much a barn burner as Brokeback Mountain was. as being a gay LGBT type movie. But anyway, wonderful movie. Well, there's another one out that just is not in the Academy Awards this last session. It's a new one. It's called Love, Simon. And the actors and actresses and even the producers, and they're not very well known, but it is really a wonderful movie. I don't want to prejudice people too much to go see it, but I have to say, I'll just add this to it. It's about the current culture. Social media involved is a part of it, and the current culture in high school and what goes on with regard to parents and the dealings and all the things that are LGBTQ important. It touches many, many things, and it shows some of the angst, and it shows some of the love and caring in the movie. So if you have a chance, go see Love, Simon. I suggest you go Tuesday at Cinépolis. That's where I go, and you get the big cushy chairs, have a bottle of wine if you want, and enjoy a good movie. But Love, Simon is my recommendation. It's a great one. And, okay, some other good news. Gay bike racer Zach Leader eyes world title as an out athlete. Now, I don't know. My perception of bikers, which would be off-road bikers and skateboards, and that culture is pretty, I suppose, less tolerant, I guess, as far as a sport, kind of like, I suppose, the NFL is. And so it's not easy to be out in that competition. Well, anyway, Zach Leader, an openly gay gravity bike racer from England, has his sights set on this year's World Championships in Italy, where he's not shying away from what is being an out athlete means, what it means to be an out athlete. And to quote him, he says, "I think this is important for the LGBT community too." Leader said, "We're visible in a place we never were before and never looked like we were going to be before. So not only are we visible in terms of peer presence, I'm showing to the younger generation who don't yet see or feel that LGBTQ athletes can be competitive on the world stage." Those are his words. And we're blessed to have people that want to be so vocal and, demand nothing more than, suggest nothing more than equality and fair treatment. Nothing exceptional, just to be accepted and inclusive. So we love that. And then on the downside, Russia bans a popular LGBTI, that's interesting, website for propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations. Imagine that. Russia's status made a regulator, Russia's state media regulator has added a prominent website for the Russian gay community to a list of banned sites for violating the law on the gay propaganda. So in 2013, media regulator Roskomnadzor said that the gay website did not violate gay propaganda law that was passed the same year. Polls show that Russia's attitudes towards homosexuality deteriorating since the passage of the law banning propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations among minors. So Russia is still beating it down, and not nice for them. This I found interesting. It's not something that's come to the United States, but Brazil, I love it. Brazil transgenders are allowed to use social names in voting. So if you're drag name is Shelby Easy or Anita Mann or any of those, you can vote using your show name. Isn't that cool? So Brazilian transgenders and transvestites don't have to use their formal names on the identification cards or to vote in October's general election, relying instead on social names they have chosen for themselves. Brazil's top electoral court announced this decision Monday. Court Chairman Justice Luiz Fux, F-U-X, says that the measure aims at respecting differences and allowing citizens to express themselves without any prejudice. his name is FUX, says that the court's website, on the court's website, that every voter has the right to be identified as he or she sees himself or herself. So good on you, Brazil. I think that's amazing. I doubt it would ever happen here, and given the current climate of things, but maybe we should push for that, because hell, you can't even use your social name on a social network such as Facebook. They'll throw you off because you're not really that person. I know some people do have their social names on there, and they probably haven't been audited yet, but you know, for goodness sakes, it's all about love and being, thinking of love. I'm going to go into my next song. I haven't played it for a while, but it is spring. Spring is here, right? It was a couple weeks ago. We're over the border. We're heading strong into spring, and we're going to be in summer. So all about spring is about being in love, I think so. And all about being in love is being young at heart. And so I'm playing one of my favorites. I'm sorry, but I just have to do it. It's an old Frank song. And I won't sing it. I'll just play it.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I think everyone should be young at heart for an eternity. It can't hurt. I love, if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. I see there are benefits. I do have some other news here. I know we just had St. Patrick's Day. Too bad we didn't get it just before St. Patrick's Day. But in Ireland, Ireland paves the way for LGBTI inclusive sex relationship education in schools. Imagine that. Here we have schools in the U.S., we still have schools that feel it's taboo to have any type of gay sex education. And that's changing, and I'm happy, and I'm positive and optimistic about all the changes that are going on. I know several people that have been, well, three or four people that have been on the program. We've had that topic, that discussion. and what is just really happening. HRC is participating, like Human Rights Campaign is participating a lot in the schools to provide support for education about the gay community and such. Looks like I'm getting a phone call. I may have to take that. Anyway, Ireland paves the way. The Irish government has asked a regulator to draw up guidance for teaching about LGBTI issues in relationships and sexual education. The Republic of Ireland's Education Minister Richard Bruton, TD, this week announced a review of the RSE, which is their school provisions, in all schools. Teaching about sex and relationships has been mandatory in Irish schools since the 1990s, but a committee in the Irish Parliament recently warned that the guidance is badly out of date and requires redrafting. So good on you, Ireland. Anyway, because people are born that way, right? And here we go, Lady Gaga.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient,
baby, I was born this way, yeah. Oh, there ain't no other way, baby.
Hey. Thank you, Lady Gaga. I couldn't have said it better myself. Born This Way. I'm born this way. Did you get that, Michael?
I did get that.
Michael just showed up. Michael Witakowski. What a celebrity. I am so blessed. He's still having angst about being on the show on the 19th. And I'm telling that we're not ogres here. We're really friendly. We could even ply you with a glass of wine if you'd like and be our guest. I'll run all the controls. You can just be
the princess. I'm sure you'll do a fabulous job. It's my mother's birthday. I don't know if I could do it.
Your mother? Well, then you can shout out to her because it's early in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no, it's 4 o'clock. I'm sorry. It's in the afternoon.
Traffic time.
Oh, yeah, traffic. You live half a block away, for Christ's sakes. So what's up over at Main Street lately, Mr. Witakowski?
Well, I was out late last night. There's a lot of people in town.
Oh, dude.
Wonderful.
Really? Yeah. Are they here for spring break?
Spring break, a lot of Europeans are here.
Oh, really? I've always sensed they're... Are they headed to the beach?
Oh, yeah, they go to the beach and then they come and see me.
Oh, well,
I'm
of course.
I'm a live show there.
I know, certainly every Friday and a couple other nights a week. Yeah. I think Wednesdays?
Wednesday with the drag night.
Yeah, I hear the audiences, the crowds are getting better and better on Wednesday night.
They are, and I think it's all because of you, Craig.
Because of me?
Yes.
Why?
You started it.
Well, some people might take issue with that, but no. I poke a hole in the dam, I suppose.
You did the what?
Poke a hole in the dam.
Oh, yes, you did poke a hole in the dam.
It's an expression, Michael. So Ida May's coming on here in just a minute. She loved these names, drag queen names. Have you ever heard of the drag queen called Shelby Easy?
Shelby Easy, no.
Yeah, Shelby Easy, yeah.
I know Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina. Well, yeah. You got to think about the word Shelby Easy. You know?
Oh, yeah. I know.
And then Anita Mann.
Anita Mann.
Yeah, she's a really good drag queen, that Anita Mann.
I used to sell manhole covers back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
What are those? I don't get it.
A manhole cover. Everybody needs a manhole cover. Made millions.
Really? You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to sell a manhole.
Uh-huh. Oh. We better be careful here. anyway, Ida May says she's going to change her name. On her show. We won't let her. So there is a little more news. This is not such good news, but I have to put the bitter with the sweet, Michael?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I know.
Yeah, life happens.
It happens. Two men face 1,000 lashes after being arrested for having gay sex.
Where at?
Indonesia. Two Indonesian men have been arrested for having gay sex. The university students had their rooms raided by residents in the ACEH. I'm not sure what that is. The only region of the Muslim-majority country where Sharia law is in effect and gay sex is illegal. Condoms and mobile phones belonging to the 21 and 24-year-olds were handed over to police, and they were sentenced and given 100 lashes.
Wow, that's terrible.
I know.
Damn it, man. They should move here. Sorry.
Burm. their LGBT heroes are fighting to hold the first ever Pride in Swaziland.
Swaziland.
It's in Africa. In the last week of June, LGBT activists in Swaziland hope to make history by holding the African country's first ever Pride March and Festival.
Well, should we go?
Yeah, let's fly over there. Yeah. Can you get?
I could get the jet.
On the tarmac? We'll be right there. Advocacy group, The Rock of Hope, told the Daily Beast, it is in the process of submitting application to march and then to hold a picnic or gathering in the park in the city of
You've got to study this.
I'm sorry. I don't. There's no pronunciation on these African names. I'm sorry. Anyway, so that's
what's going on in Laguna Beach.
Well, you know, I looked at the Heritage and Culture. There's not much scheduled.
Well,
for
last Thursday was Art Walk, I believe. It was
quite
festive.
Right. But when you speak LGBTQ, there's not anything really until June. Well, there's some things going on. There's going to be a mixer at Main Street, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I'm not sure the date on that, but it is.
It's coming up. I believe it's in May.
It is. Yeah, it's next month, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Gordon had a wonderful party, but we all missed it last week.
I know. That we had the Easter bonnet party. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. But you could always come down to see Michael at Main Street.
On
Wednesday nights and Friday afternoons. And
is this a shameless plug?
And Dora and Tony are ahead.
I know.
All people in from all over. We have people in from L.A.,
well, there, you know, Main Street's going to be the welcoming party, the kickoff welcoming party. And I want to do a Pride, the best Pride costume award, and we'll give away 3 VIP tickets to the event. Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be really good, yeah.
Yeah.
I could come up with a quick costume.
I'm sure. You got your rainbow-colored tennis shoes.
Yes.
And then your rainbow-colored hair.
I could do it all.
Oh, you could do it all. You could just be one big hanging rainbow. Rainbow. With a little glitter and this. Right. Matter of fact, I think I saw you once at Long Beach Pride as one big hanging rainbow.
Yes, I was.
Years ago, yes. Yeah. Mike. We go way back, I guess.
We used to sit right on that parade route. What's on?
And wave with your rainbows.
Huh? I don't know if we're having a vehicle into the parade this year. We had one last year, the Main Street.
Oh, at Orange County Pride? I don't know. Maybe. It follows, our Pride precedes it.
Oh, Laguna Beach.
Yeah, Laguna Beach. It's the first, second, and third. And I think that, I'm not sure the dates on the OC Pride, but I think it's later in the month, like the third or fourth week of the month. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe not. So we're going to take a short break here with Bruno Mars because we love you just the way you are, Michael.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
Okay.
And when you smile. girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Michael, did you get that?
Yes, I did.
You're amazing, just the way you are.
Oh, thank you so much. You're amazing. I
got to remind everyone, this next week, I have Nancy Navarro, and she's a former classroom teacher, school principal, and assistant superintendent with a lifetime of experience in education, budget management, that's a good one, and putting students first. She's That's a California good. Native, and she has, I think, one or two of her children are actually LGBT in that category. Yeah. But she's very concerned about the schools, and she's going to be our guest this next week.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to listen to that show.
Hopefully, I'll have the call-in working, and people can call in, and we can field some questions with her as a candidate.
Because I have some shout-outs coming from San Diego right now, but
you do?
The phone's not working. Hi, Jenna. Hi, Liz. Hi, Dean.
not to be remiss, that Michael will be here on the 4th at 4 p.m. on the 19th, and we're going to do where it's a fundraiser for the station, so you can call in. I'll manage the phones, and you can ask Michael questions, and we'll play some of Michael's music. He hasn't submitted a playlist yet, so
you know my playlist.
I will. I had my DJ career at Main Street there for a while, I tended to play your playlist pretty well.
Yes, you
I
did.
Think. Yeah. Yeah.
You were the only one that could get the stereo right. You're a great DJ.
That was fun. That was fun. And again, we have Laguna Beach Pride coming up June 1, 2, 3, and we got a bunch more details on it. I was talking about earlier on the program, some great details. For the whole weekend, and as I said, Laguna Beach has proclaimed the month of June.
You're going to be in the parade, correct?
In the parade?
Yes, you better.
Which parade?
Laguna Beach. They're not having a parade?
We're not. The Pride Festival's not having a parade, no.
Oh.
But I will be ever present. We're going to be a lot of rainbows, balloons around, and a lot of rainbow flags, and we've got some bumper stickers coming to promote it, and I don't know. There's a lot of interest in it, and it should be a lot of fun. And the city is fully behind it. The Visit Laguna and the Chamber is officially gave us the nod that they will be our sponsor.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
So,
and I also have a friend who cuts hair at Shampoo, and he says he's going to give some of the profits to the parade.
Oh,
yeah.
You're kidding? Yeah. You mean to the Pride Festival?
To the Pride Festival.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. We appreciate that.
It's at Shampoo's right down here on Coast Highway. His name is Rick.
Well, get me the details, and we'll make sure he's part of this big program we got going. So I'm excited. We went out and looked at the site and the location and figured out where our stage and everything would be placed and all the components that go with it. Again, it's all subject to change, but I just got to get the word out so people can start saving the date, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and don't travel to Biafra.
Well, I'll be here.
Okay. The jet. I'll have the jet grounded so that you don't
go.
Or the boat. Yeah, no. And we'll have a patrol at all the borders. You can't get out.
Well, there'll be a wall up soon. So.
That's true. I think I had some one other. I want to end it on a good word with the LGBT news, and I thought I had one other.
What, somebody got married? I matched somebody.
No, maybe so, but I missed that one. No, it's all kind of negative.
Is it really?
Oh, wait. Seeking allies. The first openly gay NBA player calls on league stars to join the cause. The first openly gay active NBA.
Wow.
How about that? NBA player called on current players to show their support and be allies to the LGBTI, there's that I again, community. Basketball first showed...
Is it a woman?
No, it's a man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, Ida May.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I love basketball more.
Basketball first showed a tendency toward progress when center Jason Collins came out earlier after the 2012-13 season, Collins worked with Sports Illustrated writer Frank Lids and in creating his story about coming out to the world. Collins said he released the story after speaking to his family and friends.
Which college?
Collins.
Oh, but is he in college?
No, openly gay, active NBA player.
Oh.
I don't know if he's in college.
No, he wouldn't be in college.
I don't think so.
Not an NBA.
At that point, yeah. So, oh my, I think I'm running over here. Anyway, Ida Mays here, chomping at the bit. I'm going to say, Michael, do you have anything you wanted to say before we sign off?
No, just thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for stopping by. Yeah. Anytime. Put your slippers on and cross and toddle over anytime you want.
I was going to be wearing my robe, but I thought it was a little too much. But I would like to say happy birthday to my mother. She's here from North Carolina.
Well, happy birthday, Mom. I think I met her.
Yeah, Marie.
And your sister, yeah.
Yeah, I had her out at the bar last night.
We're talking, we can talk offline on this.
Oh, this is offline now?
Yeah, no, we're online. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to KX93.5 at Laguna Beach's only FM radio and Rainbow Radio. Be sure to tune in next week for Nancy Navarro, and we'll have the phones working so you can call in and ask her some poignant questions about the election coming up. Be sure to vote. Be sure to register. Every year there's 8 million more voters turn old enough, citizens turn old enough to vote every year.
I'll have a lot of callers call.
This is a year of the vote, I just really feel, and I get goosebumps. So anyway, I'm going to sign it off here, and do you want me to start a song, Ida May, or are you ready to go?
I'm kind of ready to go, but let's see, just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, again, I want to thank our sponsor, Mike Johnson and Compass Realty, and he's supported us where it's like a pregnancy, Ida May. It's 9 months he's been supporting us.
Well, who's your baby? I guess
this is our baby. Yes, this is our baby, and we appreciate it, Mike. He's working really hard with a LGBTQ Heritage and Culture Committee, and becoming quite a documenting the history of what's going on in Laguna Beach. And I feel there is a groundswell of LGBT back on the scene again.
Yes, there is.
And it never went away, but now it's being more visible, you know, and I think that's really a good thing. So I'm going to focus more and more on this radio program on the LGBTQ things that are going on. And don't forget, check me out on Stu News once a week. I have an article in Stu News. It's called, what's it called? Reflections.
You're such a celebrity these days.
I know.
So let's try and pass a baton without any glitches. What do you think? Do you think it'll work?
It could be a first.
Well, maybe a second.
Do I need to say, take it away, Ida May?
Say, take it away, O'Brien Law Group.
Take it away, Ida May. And now, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Laguna Beach, California, it's Ida May and the Ida May Show.